But first, after refusing to do so for weeks, citing legal advice, Treasurer Wayne Swan today professed his delight that the way had been cleared for him to reveal exactly how much revenue the government's mining tax had raised. But he could hardly have been delighted about the figure. In an embarrassing and damaging moment for Labor, it's emerged just $126 million flowed to the government in the first 6 months of the tax. That suggests the Treasurer will come nowhere near raising the $2 billion predicted for the first year. The opposition says Wayne Swan must now resign, while the Greens have described the news as shocking. From Canberra, Samantha Hawley filed this report.
We knew it had taken a hit, we just didn't know how big a one, and now we do.
Combined revenue from the first two quarters of the MRRT totaled $126 million.
The Treasurer, Wayne Swan, has revealed exactly how much the government has raised from its mining tax in its first 6 months.
The data being released today shows that the MRRT has collected less revenue in its first two instalments than was forecast originally.
A lot less. The mid-year Treasury predictions showed the mining tax would raise $2 billion in the 2012-13 financial year. Instead, Labor's taking home $126 million in the first 6 months, and there's no way the forecast will be reached. But Wayne Swan still sees a positive side.
There were some people saying there wasn't going to be any revenue. This was some commentators in the Liberal Party were out there, the people who go on bended knee to the mining billionaires and tell them that they're not going to have a profits-based tax. They're all out there saying, oh, there won't be any revenue. Well, there is revenue.
Mr Swan says the tax has suffered a massive hit because of continued global instability, commodity price volatility and a high dollar.
But when prices are high and profits are high, the revenue flows. When prices are low and profits are low, then they collect less revenue. They are inherently volatile taxes.
Well, what a sad, sad tale this has been.
The Shadow Treasurer, Joe Hockey, points out the original super profits tax put forward by the then Prime Minister, Kevin Rudd, planned to raise more than $12 billion in the first 2 years. After he was rolled as leader by Julia Gillard, the newly designed mining tax was meant to bring in more than $10 billion. Revenue predictions have been heading south ever since.
The bottom line is the revenue has been falling. But what we have been pointing out is the government has committed and locked in expenditure against revenue that is not there. They were spending the Christmas bonus, and the Christmas bonus is now not there, and they are shocked.
Mr Hockey says the tax office has spent $50 million implementing a tax that so far raised just over double that.
Wayne Swan is the most incompetent treasurer in Australian history. And he's certainly the most incompetent minister in an incompetent government.
It is shockingly low.
The Greens leader, Christine Milne, supported the tax in the parliament, but couldn't hide her disbelief in what it's delivered.
It's shockingly low. Now that the community has got the figures, only $126 million, it's time that we fixed this tax so that we actually raise money from the big mining companies.
In the Senate this week, the Greens and the Coalition partnered up to try and force the government to release the figures made public today. Mr Swan had argued, despite a transparency agreement with the Greens, releasing the figures was a breach of privacy rules. But this morning, he says the tax office changed its advice.
And I'm delighted, absolutely delighted, that that has occurred.
What was illegal earlier in the week is now legal. Extraordinary.
Speaking from New Zealand, the Prime Minister, Julia Gillard, argues the tax is working as it's designed to.
We've always said we wanted an efficiently based tax, and that is a tax that takes when mining is at its most profitable.
The Prime Minister will need to answer further questions on the matter when Parliament returns next week. The Greens say they'll move to amend the mining tax legislation to remove what they say is a loophole. The Greens MP, Adam Band.
It will mean the government won't have to give money back to the miners every time state premiers choose to raise their royalties. That will raise us an extra $2.2 billion over the forward estimates.
Joe Hockey's calling for the Treasurer's head.
If Wayne Swan had any self-respect, he would resign.
If elected later this year, the Coalition would get rid of the tax altogether.
Samantha Hawley.